I'm gonna do a mini boot camp, 3-day mini boot camp. How to beat the devil every time. How to beat the devil every time. Now, the Bible says pride comes before destruction. So what's the first thing you do when you want to beat the devil? You got to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. You got to humble yourself. You got to die daily. You got to take up your cross. You got to keep short accounts. You got to have no bitterness, no unforgiveness. You forgive everybody, even if you don't ever see them again. Let's say somebody's dead and you didn't forgive them. You need to forgive them, even if they're dead. If they're saved, they're in heaven, so you might as well forgive them. They got their new body. They're a new creature. But if they went to hell, you know, forgive them, but they're already burning, you know. You don't need to hold a grudge. Somebody's dead. It's ridiculous. Yeah, somebody might have created patterns. You might not have woke up to the patterns, like abuse or something. You know, MK Ultra mind control. But how to beat the devil every time? Humility. Be thankful in all things. All things. Let's say something happened that sets you back or caused a problem or whatever. Praise God. How to beat the devil? Be in thankfulness for all things. You got some beans and rice? Be thankful. I might actually do a 30-day beans and rice. I don't really eat rice, but I might do a 30-day peanut butter and jelly and beans for 30 days. Just see how much money I can save, because I'll probably spend $600 a month on food, which is actually a sin, really, in my mind. I need to cut that back. But be thankful in all things. Praise God, from whom all our blessings flow. So praise God. Live in the archetypes. Let's say something's hitting you in your mind. The battle is in the mind. Renew your mind. Give yourself new thoughts. Go somewhere different. Create a new pattern. And if there's people around you trying to keep you in the old pattern, let's say you're around people that's just gossiping, backbiting all the time. Get a stick or something, a ruler, put it in your back pocket. And anytime you start to gossip or back talk, backbite, whatever the words are, take that stick and hit your hand. Discipline yourself. Paul says he brought his body under subjection, you know. Bring every thought into captivity. And people call you crazy. What's that in your back pocket? Oh, it's just a ruler. I don't really carry a ruler because it's too rigid. I get something that's got a little bit of flexibility to it. You've got to bring your thoughts under captivity. And you have to, if you have to carry something around in your hand, I mean in your back pocket to hit your hand, you got to do it. Because it's not even true. So in other words, every lie you bring into captivity. Here's what I do. If I get mixed up in something that I shouldn't have been mixed up in, I go back to the first lie. Thank God for a sister in Christ who taught me this. She taught me this 15 years ago, and it saved my life many times. So the first lie, doesn't matter what situation you stepped into. So let's say somebody pulled you into a situation you didn't want to be in, but it was based on lies. So you go back to the first lie, and you tell yourself that was a lie. And it might be two or three lies that were told. And it was all lies. It was all lies. And so you convince yourself using this stick or whatever, and you hit your hand until you know it's a lie. Your feelings are lying to you, saying it's the truth, but you know it's a lie with your logic. So you keep hitting your hand, and you bring your feelings under captivity of truth. And so when you do that, you break the pattern. The reason I say you can beat the devil, because the devil's already a defeated foe. You can't beat the devil in your own strength. You got to beat the devil through Jesus. And you got the Holy Spirit. So the devil is a liar. And any lie that somebody told you, you go back to the first lie and you hit your hand and cause pain until you no longer believe that lie based on emotions. You tell yourself the truth with logic, logos, word up. And so you tell yourself the truth to beat the devil. Beat the living tar out of the devil. Because the devil planted lies into your ear gate, your mind, and you got to beat the tar out of it. Because those lies are the flesh. And you tell yourself the truth, and you beat the tar out of the devil. Actually, somebody might have used neuro-linguistic programming on you from a child or media or TV or whatever. It's happening all the time everywhere you go. Everybody's doing it because everybody's usually running on a program. And so you have to beat the tar out of you. I used to just isolate myself, but I don't need to do that anymore because I use this system where I just hit my hand or something to tell myself the truth, not based on emotions. And so the way you beat the devil is you beat the tar out of him. But you know you can't beat the tar out of him. You beat the tar out of yourself. It's any kind of stronghold that the devil put in your thoughts. You beat the tar out of it, and you fill your mind with truth. You memorize scripture. You memorize the word of God. You meditate on the truth day and night, and you win. Because the devil is just playing a mind game. If you look at the trees, you look at the grass, it's all steady state. You look at the stars and the sun, it's just moving very slow. The devil always wants you to move fast because the devil's trying to trap you. But if you just move like the trees and like the grass, like the stream, you just get in the flow, the devil can't mess with you. And you take your thoughts and you bring them into captivity, and what you gaze upon, you pay attention to, because what you gaze upon, you become like. So you gaze upon Jesus. You don't gaze upon a person. Because a person will let you down, but Jesus will never let you down.